Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants left-handed reliever Stephen Okert. Stephen, first off, how do you think the experience that you had last year helps you this year as you make your way in the major leagues again?
Last year I kind of came up early and had some struggles. Got sent back down and, you know, got to figure some things out and then come back and had a pretty good September. I have some of the dudes in here to thank for it and some of the dudes on the past team to thank for it, coaches. But I think that experience helps me, you know. And then getting sent down recently, I got to, you know, go figure some stuff out and, you know, hopefully it helps me in the long run.
What were you figuring out?
Just kind of confidence and not doing too much, you know, staying within myself and, you know, I was getting out of the zone and kind of getting in my head and so things like that.
I was going to say, how much more difficult is it the first time you come up? And even if you do have success, maybe the first few outings, because the hitters start to figure you out and then you have to kind of figure them out.
Yes, they don't know me at all. And now some of these teams are seeing me multiple times and kind of seeing what I got. And so I got to adjust to what, you know, I'm seeing out of them and learn off, you know, their swing pass and everything. And, you know, talking to these guys in here, it's a hard game. If it was easy, everybody would do it. So, you know, I just got to keep my mind right and keep pushing on.
What's important to you? I mean, obviously you have a great arm, but, you know, the changing speeds, the locating, what are some of the priorities that you have?
You know, probably, you know, keeping them all down and changing speeds is huge. Every once in a while you got to change eye direction and up and downs and things like that. You know, changing speed's definitely big, keeping them off balance.
How about getting the lefties out? Because, of course, that's always going to be big for you coming in.
That's definitely a big thing for me, being a lefty. But at this point, they'll let me face some righties, too, so I got to get both sides out.
We'll have more with Giants lefty Stephen Okert right after this. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. Playing in AAA, what was it like with that ball club this year? A lot of these guys are getting a chance to play up here now. So what are your thoughts about some of the prospects the Giants have?
I mean, we got a lot of talent down there. You know, not that I'm saying they're going to come up here and take spots, but, you know, if they get the opportunities, you know, hopefully you see them come up here and take the opportunity to the fullest and do what they can do. You know, we have Ryder just got here, and he's been swinging it really well. And so, you know, you hope to see him just take that here and do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, Ryder Jones is somebody who kind of made it up here quickly, didn't he? I mean, what did you see as far as the progress he made in AAA?
I hadn't played with him before. I don't really know him much, but this year he's been swinging it really good. I mean, he's hitting right at 300. His defense has been better from what I've heard in the past. And so I feel like he's worked really hard to get to the point that he's at, and I hope we see that out here.
Austin Slater, too. I mean, he had a good time there, but I mean, he's really starting to figure it out here at the major league level, it looks like.
He is. He's been crushing it, apparently. Last year he came up with us, and he did great from the day he got there. You know, great in the field, good at bats, you know. He knows what he's doing up there, so it's been fun to watch him.
More with lefty Stephen Okert in just a moment. Are you looking for a great place for dinner? Then you really need to try Terzo, an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. When you sit down at your table at Terzo, you will feel the warm and welcoming ambiance. They make you feel like you're at home with great service and a delicious meal. Serving dinner only, Terzo offers unique food drawn from the Mediterranean region. They change their menu daily based on the local availability of product. Open 7 days a week, Terzo suggests reservations, but they do have a bar area available for walk-ins. Check out their website, www.terzosf.com, for daily menus and hours. Drop by Terzo at 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco for an exceptional neighborhood dining experience and your private dining needs. Kyle Crick, you know, there's a guy who's been around a little while. He was a first-round pick and everything. But now in the bullpen, it seems like he's kind of finding his way.
Yeah, he's had a long road, I think, like 7 years to get here. You know, struggles as a starter. And this year, you know, watching him, he's a lot different than I've seen in the past. He's confident. He's out there in the strike zone. He's got swing and miss stuff. And it's been fun to watch him down there. And I didn't get to see his outing the other day, but I'm sure I get to see plenty up here.
I'm sure earlier in your life you were a starter. Did it take you a while to get used to being a relief pitcher?
I only started for 2 years at JUCO, and that was it. High school, I wasn't a starter. Oklahoma, I wasn't a starter. So for me, not bad, you know. I was always a bullpen guy. For a guy like him who's been a starter his whole life and thrown in the bullpen, I'm sure the routine's a little different and a little tough to get used to, but looks like he's done it great.
What's the hardest part? I mean, I would think that having to, you know, possibly be ready every day, your arm has to be ready every day. That's got to be a challenge.
Yes, I would say for a starter, that's definitely a challenge. You know, used to going every fifth day, sometimes sixth day in the minor leagues, and you know, now he's got to be ready back-to-back days, maybe three, four, five in a row. And so, and I think he's got a pretty good routine. He gets his stuff done and gets ready for every game.
What do you do to get ready for that? I mean, how much do you throw on the side beforehand to make sure that your arm is in the right position to be ready almost every day?
I guess that depends on how much I've thrown the day before. You know, if I've thrown a lot the day before and there's, you know, there's a chance I go in today, then you know, maybe a little light catch before the game and then get in the training room, or not train, the weight room, get some rolling out and some stretching done. But you know, I guess as long as you have a routine and stick to your routine, you're going to be fine.
Before I let you go, how does everybody keep their spirits up? It's been a tough season for this team so far. I mean, there's a long way to go. So how are you guys keeping the positive attitude going?
You know, the guys here are great. The atmosphere is fine. These guys have been in trouble before and came out of it. And I mean, they have the three World Series, you know, and they battled to get those. So, you know, it's never out of the question.
Thanks a lot, Steven. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants left-hander Steven Okert. Join us again on Friday for another edition of Inside China Basin. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.